So all of those kind of people, if they're in your local area, go on those pet people's pages and start commenting, or go on their blogs and start commenting, because that's going to build a brand awareness and people will start seeing your brand and your name popping up everywhere and they go, oh, who's this? And if they're in the market for, you know, whatever, like a property or like renting out a property, and they're looking for a property, someone to manage their properties, and they see your name, then they're going to start, you know, going down the rabbit hole of looking at what you're doing. So that's something else. You could also create some profiles on some online directories. That was another way that you could get some traffic, because obviously people could search and then, you know, your name would come up if they were looking for some, you know, a property manager in the area. All of the times that you are mentioned online, it's all going to start to build more authority within Google. So if they see you in, say, the Yellow Pages directory or another directory, it's called citation. So the more time you're referenced, the more authority you have in Google, and then like the more traffic that's eventually going to get sent to you as well.
Welcome to the Property Management Podcast with That Property Mum. I'm your host, Kylie Walker. I'm a former television sports journalist and mother of four, turned co-owner of a million-dollar real estate brand. Each week, I teach women in the property management industry all the best tips to help you balance your career and family, grow your dream business, master your fear, boost your confidence, and conquer your mindset. Ready to get started? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Property Management Podcast. I'm your host, Kylie Walker, aka That Property Mum. And I'm excited about sharing this episode with you because, of course, it covers one of my favorite topics, digital marketing. Or for those beginners out there, online marketing. And in case you aren't up to speed, it is going to be the future of how we market our real estate and property management businesses. And if you're just starting out or you're old school like me, it can feel a little bit daunting and overwhelming. And believe me, when I started diving into online marketing back in 2017, I didn't know where to start or what to focus on next. And you can get caught up chasing all the shiny new things and waste a lot of time and money focusing on the things that aren't actually going to move the needle forward in your business. Hands up if you've dabbled in boosting Facebook ads or tried Google ads, or you've tried companies that build your Google reviews, or you've got chatbots, or you've added lead magnets to your website, but you don't actually know if any of them are actually making a difference in your business. Well, the truth is, you might actually not be able to qualify a lead directly to any one of those things, but it all helps. Why? Well, for starters, it's building your brand awareness. And secondly, the more exposure your brand gets, the more reputable and trustworthy your business becomes. Remember, people will only do business with someone they trust. What's more important, though, is that you understand what you're spending your hard-earned marketing budget on and what is the ultimate goal you are trying to achieve. And while I love all this stuff, I've brought in a digital marketing guru, founder, and SEO of the Digital Exchange, Nikki Skibaris. Now, Nikki is a paid ads and SEO expert and educator who has helped hundreds of business owners transform their life into one they love and that feels aligned with the very reason they started their business. Nikki runs a Facebook and Google ads agency, as well as offers online courses, including SEO Made Easy, one of the most simplified SEO courses for scoring first position in Google so that you can attract your dream prospects, boost your website traffic, all without spending a cent or having to constantly show up on social media. Now, she is an expert in her field. She helps businesses profitably grow and scale their brand so that they can live their life on their own terms. Take a listen to my chat with Nikki. Nikki, thank you so much for joining me on the Property Management Podcast. Before we dive in, can you share a little bit about yourself and what you do with our audience?
Hello, and thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. So my name is Nikki. As you know, I am the founder and I guess the head strategist at the Digital Exchange. And basically, we help people grow and scale their brand using proven strategies. So we use Facebook ads, Google ads, and SEO primarily. And we teach Facebook ads and SEO, but we manage Facebook and Google ads accounts for clients.
Fantastic. Now, digital marketing is absolutely huge. And if someone was looking to add a digital marketing strategy to their business right now, where should they start and what would give them the most bang for their buck at the moment? What's working and what not?
So that is a great question. So, I mean, when anyone first starts with their digital marketing, the first thing that they should do is understand who they're targeting. So if you understand who you're targeting, then you'll know where they hang out online. And that is where is always going to be best to put your energy and your finances. So obviously there's things like paid advertising that everybody loves and everyone wants to get into, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that will translate across all industries. But yeah, the first thing to do is understand where your audience is hanging out. So if they are hanging out on certain social media platforms, if they are looking at certain influencers, et cetera, that's where you want to start. So if you've been running your website for a while and running your business for a while, what I would do is go into your Google Analytics account or your website analytics account and have a look how people are finding you. If you go to, say, the traffic acquisition area in any of those kind of platforms, it will show you where people are coming from. And then what you want to do is you want to look at where people are coming from and then think about where you spend most of your time currently when it comes to your marketing. So, and obviously, if you haven't done any marketing at all, you can't do this. But this is for people that may have already been around for a little bit. So have a look where you're getting the best bang for your buck, but you're spending the least amount of time. And that's probably where you want to promote it. But in all, I tell everyone SEO is the place to start because people are searching right now on Google for what? Pretty much anything. And if you're not there, then you're not going to be matched with those people. So if you're just starting out, you want to start with free organic ways to market your business. They are things like SEO, so search engine optimization, that's ranking in Google. So all of these actions you take on and off your website to be found when someone makes a search using keywords, for example, property manager. Then you also want to set up your social media profiles. And it's important to note that social media is all about having an online presence. It's not necessarily going to drive traffic to your website. It's just something that, like a landing page almost, that people can go and search to make sure that you are a legitimate business and that you kind of have a constant presence and you're nurturing people on there. There's also other areas like, you know, email marketing and things like that. So growing your email list, it's a free and easy way to keep in touch with your audience. Once you've kind of nailed those areas and you can see that your website is working and you've got good conversion rates, then you can move across into the paid advertising space. But not until then, because you're going to be pouring money into an empty funnel.
Absolutely. So let's start with the SEO then. And for somebody that might be just starting out their own website, and I know you've got a course on this as well, which we can dive into a little bit later. What are some of the tips and strategies for setting up your own like a DIY SEO? And then my second part to that question is, what are some of the metrics? How do you know if your SEO is working for you? Is that the number of people that are going to your website? If you are anything like me, you think you know your rent roll numbers. Well, I thought I did until I had a rent roll health check and I was quite literally shocked. The money I was leaving on the table was astounding. And this is not something that I'm proud to admit. There were missed management fees, let fees, advertising, and lease renewal fees not being charged, and properties even without bonds. And all of this was happening despite monthly audits being conducted in my business. So how did I uncover all these gaps in my valuable income? Well, I had a rent roll due diligence from my good friend Tazi, aka the Rent Roll Queen and founder of the Tazi Way, a specialist in rent roll due diligence, business valuation, and management rights. The Tazi Way is the innovative force driving the real estate industry. With 25 years of business and real estate acumen, they find gaps and risks in your agency to find undiscovered value. If you'd like to book your business in for a rent roll due diligence, head to the link in the show notes and mention That Property Mum for a 10% discount.
Yes, great question as well. So essentially, SEO is broken down into three main areas. So you've got your website set up, and then you've got your keywords. So putting your keywords on your website in the seven places they need to go. And then you've got links. So there's backlinks, which are links from other websites to your website, which is basically, for example, a link on a directory and they link through to your website. That's a trust factor for Google and that helps boost your position in Google. So it's making sure that you cover up all of those areas. So I could break that down into like three main things, but you know, obviously there's certain boxes that you need to tick and I would cover that up in a program. But if I was just getting started with my SEO and I wanted to DIY it myself, some of the things I'd be looking for with this website setup is making sure that my website is loading in under 3 seconds. So you can use a tool called Pingdom Speed Test. If you Google it, it will come up straight away. You can put your website in and it will tell you if your website is loading in 3 seconds. You want to make sure your website is mobile friendly, because Google ranks your website based on if it's mobile friendly. And most people these days are searching on their mobile device. So what you can do is you can obviously make sure that the template that you choose for your website is mobile responsive. And if you go with any of the main, you know, providers, whether it be someone like Squarespace, Shopify, Wix, all of those kind of people, generally the website, if you've made a website recently, the templates are going to be mobile friendly. But a good little check if you don't, you know, you're not sure if it is mobile friendly, is even just to get someone to perform a task on your website and look over their shoulder and see if they can, you know, navigate around your website and perform it on a mobile device. That's a quick, easy check that you can do. And the third area is you want to make sure your website is being crawled. So you want to, what that means is you want to make sure that Google has found your website and indexed you in their library. And the way that you do that is you can just go into Google and I guess search for your brand in the search tab and see if any of your website pages are coming up in the search results. If your pages aren't coming up, then your website isn't being crawled and therefore you have a crawling issue. And it's hard to go into it right now if it is, but that's something that you need to, they're the three main things that you need to look into when you're setting up your website.
Fantastic. Now, when I meet with real estate or property management clients, I'm often met with an objection that they've tried social media, Facebook ads and SEO before, and they haven't got any leads. And we did talk about this briefly before we jumped into the podcast recording, but I personally believe that there is the value in all of the above, social media, Facebook ads, SEO. It's not in so much in the lead generation, because you can't actually quantify where a lot of leads come from these days anyway with your marketing. It could be a combination of all those. They've seen you, they've Googled you, they've then checked out your social media, they've seen your sign outside your office, they've spoken to friends and family about a property manager in the local area. You can't actually directly attribute it to any one source. But I think the value in that is, in all of those things, is the brand awareness and the personal branding. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely agree, particularly in this industry, because a lot of it is relationship driven. And because it's relationship driven, anything that builds your personal brand, builds the trust factor, is what's going to really get you over the line. So having all those different brand awareness touch points, it's really what's going to help you, I guess, get those leads in the long term. But it's almost like you need to keep nurturing in them and keep showing up. And whether it be, you know, through the signage that you said, or putting up a post on social media, or putting up a blog that relates to something locally. So all of those different things are going to contribute in the long run to you acquiring leads. And then I guess going back to what you asked before, you know, these kind of things, you want to make sure that you're getting traffic to your website. That would be like that measurable KPI, and making sure that, you know, you are getting some, you can measure that awareness through traffic. But eventually that will pay off. And the more traffic you get, it's going to end up turning into leads who are then convert. So.
Yep. So that's a good place for somebody to start then. Driving as much traffic to your website as possible. So what are some strategies that you can recommend for people to be driving traffic to their website, apart from the SEO? If you're ready to be a super organized, focused and productive property manager, buckle up, because Colmio is about to revolutionize the way that you work. Colmio is the driving force behind property management excellence in residential real estate. Now picture this, a comprehensive end-to-end system designed to be the beating heart of your property management tasks, manage your properties, owners and tenants, and handle payments, inspections, and even marketing listings without leaving the platform. Colmio is designed to be an all-in-one solution to all your property management needs. And here's the game changer. Colmio isn't just software. It's been awarded the most innovative prop tech scale up in 2023. Yes, you heard it right. Holmio has been recognised for their groundbreaking approach to property management software. How good is that? So property managers, whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, dive into the future of property management with Holmio. You can book in a demo with the team today and go in their weekly draw for a Prezi gift card worth $100. All you need to do is to head to the link holmio.com/thatpropertymum, and Holmio is K-O-L-M-E-O.
Yeah, so I just wanted to touch on, so this is related to SEO, but I wanted to touch on setting up your Google Business Profile. So your Google Business Profile is a super easy way to start ranking in Google, and it just basically captures local traffic. So that is something that I would be doing to try and, you know, get more traffic to my page if I was a real estate agent or a property manager. I would also be trying to get lots of testimonials, because testimonials on that Google, you know, Google Business Profile is what's going to drive your position up again locally. So that is something I would do. I would be making sure you could be posting on your social media. It's going to build brand awareness. It's not necessarily going to get you a lot of traffic, but it's something that, you know, will nurture your audience. Another thing that you could do is look at some other, you know, affiliated or complementary businesses in the area. So look at, say, for example, you know, solicitors, accountants, anyone that may relate. I don't know if you have any other ones that you might want to throw in, but go to their blog.
Mortgage brokers,
yeah,
buyer's agents.
That's a good one. Yeah. So all of those kind of people, if they're in your local area, go on those pet people's pages and start commenting, or go on their blogs and start commenting, because that's going to build a brand awareness, and people will start seeing your brand and your name popping up everywhere, and they go, oh, who's this? And if they're in the market for, you know, what, like a property, or like renting out a property, and they're looking for a property, someone to manage their properties, and they see your name, then they're going to start, you know, going down the rabbit hole of looking at what you're doing. So that's something else. You could also create some profiles on some online directories. That was another way that you could get some traffic, because obviously people could search, and then, you know, your name would come up if they were looking for some, you know, a property manager in the area. All of the times that you are mentioned online, it's all going to start to build more authority within Google. So if they see you in, say, the Yellow Pages directory or another directory, it's called citation. So the more time you're referenced, the more authority you have in Google, and then like the more traffic that's eventually going to get sent to you as well. Another thing that you can do is, and this is more in relation to your website, is you want to make sure that your website is up. So you could send all this traffic to your website, right? But then you might not actually be getting people converting. So it's kind of twofold. You want to get traffic to your website, but then once they get there, if you're not getting any leads, there's something wrong with your website. So you need to make sure, I would be doing like the 3-second test, which is where you ask people to look at your website and they have to tell you without scrolling on the homepage what you do and who you do it for within 3 seconds. So you want to have up the top of your website, property manager for, you know, whether it be people in this area or, you know, whatever area or whoever you serve. So you want to make sure that you are doing that. As I said, you want to make sure your website is sparse, because otherwise people will bounce out. You want to make sure it's mobile friendly. You want to make sure that on each page of your website, you are giving people instructions on how to move to the next step, so that you're constantly moving them down the like along the buyer journey. If there's no call to action or there's no direction, people aren't going to take action and they might bounce out. You also want to do things like have the right messaging. So understand who you're targeting. Are you targeting just people in your local area? Are you targeting mums who have properties? Are you targeting, you know, small businesses? Think about who you'd be targeting. And then make sure the messaging relates to that. And then you also want to have trust factors on your website. So have all the right policies and reviews and testimonials to make sure that, you know, you do look like a credible organization. Once you are converting, then you can start looking at paid ways to build brand awareness. You can use things like Meta ads, so Facebook and Instagram ads, to grow your following on Instagram and then like nurture those people through different social media posts. I know that generally in this industry, lead ads aren't used as much because, you know, just of the nature of this, you know, nature of the beast. You could run lead ads if you wanted to try and get, you know, build up your email list, you know, to nurture people, or you could run ads to get consults. But generally we're going in this industry, we're going to be trying to find ways to build brand awareness. So you can run ads as I said, to get followers, but then also to educate your audience and then drive people back to your website, whether it be, you know, onto anything that's relating to property management. You want to look like the expert, which again is going to build your personal brand. And then, yeah, that building up that authority is what's going to drive them to come to you when they're in the situation where they're ready to make a decision.
Talk to me then about the paid ads and like even boosted ads. I know we just had a client of ours that wanted to try, I now done for you social media business, and they wanted to try boosted ads. So we got their best performing post from the last sort of 3 months, and we boosted it with $50. And that we did it as a website, driving traffic to their website campaign test, if you like. And I think it got about that $50 got about 1,000 new visitors to their website. Because I was very anti the boosted ads. Yeah, it drove about 1,000 people to their website. So but maybe with your expertise, share a little bit more about, you know, the difference between are boosted ads worth it and, you know, maybe even dive into a bit of a difference between Facebook and Google ads and which one you recommend or both. There's been so much talk of stress, overwhelm, and burnout in property management lately. Do you want to know how I overcame all of that? Yes, I hit rock bottom multiple times, but I got myself a virtual assistant. Actually, not just one, but three. But I didn't just get any VA, I got a PMVA. What are they? Well, they are the most well-trained in the business. And not only that, you also have a backup VA. So that essentially, your business is never without admin support ever again. And my health, time, and business has never looked back. Your PMVA can take care of tasks like rent arrears, lease preparation and renewals, maintenance follow-up, routine inspection bookings, data entry, audits, prospecting, inbox management, and so much more. And the best part of implementing a PMVA in my business was that it freed up my time and my team's time to take care of important things like customer service. What makes me feel so safe is that PMVA is owned by Tiffany Botel, both here and in the Philippines, making my data secure and giving me more control over the VA arrangement. So head to the link in the show notes to book in your discovery call with Lady Boss Tiff.
Yeah, so I guess you've got Facebook and Google ads. So Facebook is where people are showing things based on interest-based targeting and just, I guess, the kind of things that they follow. But then Google ads is where you run ads and people are searching keywords to find you and you get placed at the top of Google above the organic results. So people that are searching on Google are generally closer to buying because they are lower down the sales funnel. And we know that because they're using keywords to search generally. People on Facebook and Instagram ads, they might be higher up the sales funnel because we're just throwing them random ads based on what they're interested in and what we know about the attributes that relate to that particular user. So in terms of real estate, you could actually use both because people may be searching keywords to find you based on, but in saying that, you have to consider whether there are other big brands that would always trump you like realestate.com or domain because these kind of companies have a high authority on the web and they could, you know, and a lot of budget. So your particular ads could get pushed down if there's kind of big plays in there like that. And you'd have to make sure, like if someone was actually making a search, would they want to see the result on, yeah, again, realestate.com, or were they happy to come onto a local site? So that's something to consider. In terms of what you want to achieve in this particular industry, it's generally more brand awareness when it comes to paid advertising. So Meta is probably the better choice and probably the less expensive choice. You're probably going to find the cost per clicks on Google quite high. So in terms of the ads manager versus the boost, so obviously as an ads manager, I'm always going to favor the ads manager. And the reason that is because it is way more powerful software. So when you boost something, you are just boosting a single post. When you do it in the ads manager, you can test so many different variables. Like you can A/B test different audiences. You can A/B test different creative, different images, copy, headlines. And what that does is it allows us to understand who our audience is, or which ad doing audience is engaging with the most. And then we can lower the, you know, how much it costs to acquire a lead or how much it costs us to get a lead. So into our business. And it means that we can increase our result. If we only have one ad going at any time, we don't know whether we could improve that ad or if there'd be a better option because we're not testing it against anything. So if you want to have a bit of a go and run a boost, then I'm not going to say don't do it, but I am going to say that the ads manager, you are going to get more bang for your buck and you're going to learn a lot more about your customer and you're going to have a lot better performing ads. So, and they've actually just released a new feature in Meta Ads to grow your Instagram following if that's something that you want to do within your local area. That was only previously an option within the boost feature within Instagram. Now it's available within the ads manager itself because, yeah. But in saying that, that is probably the one thing that I would recommend, like with boosting. I think the Instagram, so I don't know if you know, but when you have an Instagram post, you can hit the boost button and it says for profile visits. So like you were saying you did for your client where you did the highest performing, like you did something that was like the most engaged post or something, you boosted that one. What you could do is you could boost that for profile visits and that would help you get followers. So that's probably the only time that I would really recommend doing it. But then of course, if the customer wants or client wants you to give it a go, then it's worth a test. See if the traffic pays off. Because sometimes what Meta actually does is it buckets people. So it knows who likes to click ads. It knows who likes to spend money. So say, for example, if you say find people that like to click ads, it's just going to send traffic there. It's not necessarily going to be like sending people that spend money. It's sending the bucket of people that like to click if you choose that traffic option. If you were to choose the leads option or the sales option, it's going to find the people that like to spend money. So just know that you may get traffic and it may look good, but you want to make sure down the track that that is actually converting or you're sending them to a page where you could potentially, you know, get them as a lead into your system.
Absolutely. That's fantastic advice. I love it. Now, you've got a few digital products and courses aside from your agency work. For people that want to take a bit of a deeper dive into any of those topics we've just discussed, what is a way, what we talk about some of those offers and how people can work with you further?
Amazing. Yes. So my website is thedigitalexchange.co. And essentially, as you mentioned, we are an agency, but we also offer programs for people. So we have an SEO program that will teach you how to DIY your SEO. And basically we hold your hand and do it with you for 6 weeks with a group. And it's all action packed and it's broken down into bite-sized pieces to make it super simple. It's not as techy and scary as people think. Then we also have a Meta Ads workshop. So if you want to get leads or sales into your actual business using Meta Ads, we have a very low cost workshop that you can do. But we also offer one-on-one training and setups as well if people want that kind of more customized training and setup too. So we have that option as well on our website. And if you aren't sure where to start with your marketing, we have a traffic freebie. So you could go thedigitalexchange.co/traffic. And what that'll do is you basically put in what your revenue goal is for the year and it will tell you how much traffic you need to your website in order to hit that revenue goal. Because a lot of the time we need more traffic than we realize. So that'll do all the calculations for you and then it will help you create an action plan to get there. And the other thing is a Facebook ads freebie. And if you go thedigitalexchange.co/Facebook, it's a guide that helps you work out whether your brand is ready for Facebook ads before you spend any money on ads whatsoever. So it'll take you through 6 steps and you follow these 6 steps. And yeah, you'll be able to determine that before you spend any money. And yeah, which is what we want. We don't want you wasting time or money on things that aren't going to work. So that's me.
I will share the links to all of that in the show notes. I am definitely going to be diving in and grabbing a couple of those things for sure. So thank you so much for sharing all that. Now, just one final thing before you head off. I know you're a busy lady. I love personal development. Can you share a tool, resource, book, a podcast or something that you feel would help our audience?
Yes. So I actually recently got sent from another friend that's in business, the Mel Robbins podcast. And particularly actually yesterday, she had a podcast come out that was someone called Stephen Bartlett, who's this huge entrepreneur on her actual show. He was a guest. And it was all about how
love
to make
Stephen.
Decisions. Oh, do you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a podcast, Diary of a CEO. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. I was like, what's the name of his podcast? Because I was like, I need to promote that one. So both of those people are amazing in their own right. But yeah, I listened to that particular episode this morning and I was like, sometimes I feel like there's a million decisions to make in a day. And I'm like, that podcast was just incredible in helping make it so simple. So that's probably the one that I have been listening to the most. I also just read Denise Duffield Thomas's book, Get Rich, Lucky Bitch. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize there were so many different money mindsets out there. And it just kind of made me really aware of having good money hygiene and how to, I guess, start attracting the things that you want into your life and repelling the things that you don't want. So that's probably the other one I'm reading at the moment.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. And the best place for our audience to connect with you is through your website?
Yeah, so my website, thedigitalexchange.co. I also am on Instagram as thedigitalexchange.co. And if you want, I do Facebook ads tutorials on YouTube. So you can find me at The Digital Exchange on there. And yeah, so basically I take you through how to do different things and like the new things that are coming out on MetaAd.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Nikki, for joining me.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Bye.
One thing I dread doing is chasing up rent arrears and debt collection. It takes up valuable time and it can often lead to conflict. But it is a necessary evil when you are running a property management business. But there is an easier way to make sure your tenant's rent is paid on time and in advance, and it's called RentPay. RentPay is a secure and simple to use payment platform that saves agents time and money with fast, accurate receipting while making life better for renters. To top it all off, you'll never have to worry about dishonor fees or unknown deposits again. How good is that? Cleared funds are deposited straight into your bank account in a single daily payment with accurate receipting and reference numbers auto-assigned, and it's fully compatible with all trust accounting systems. It's a super flexible payment option for tenants who can pay rent in multiple ways, including direct debit, credit card, or instantly pay with Payer ID. Fees are minimal, and RentPay even helps with the rent arrears process by automating reminders to renters when payments are due or missed. If you are currently paying large bank fees, struggling with constant dishonors because the funds aren't cleared when their funds land in your trust, or wasting time chasing up unknown payments, I encourage you to book in a free demo with RentPay and give yourself and your renters an easier way to pay rent. There's been so much talk of stress, overwhelm, and burnout in property management lately. Do you want to know how I overcame all of that? Yes, I hit rock bottom multiple times, but I got myself a virtual assistant. Actually, not just one, but three. But I didn't just get any VA, I got a PMVA. What are they? Well, they are the most well-trained in the business. And not only that, you also have a backup VA. So that essentially, your business is never without admin support ever again. And my health, time, and business has never looked back. Your PMVA can take care of tasks like rent arrears, lease preparation and renewals, maintenance follow-up, routine inspection bookings, data entry, audits, prospecting, inbox management, and so much more. And the best part of implementing a PMVA in my business was that it freed up my time and my team's time to take care of important things like customer service. What makes me feel so safe is that PMVA is owned by Tiffany Botel, both here and in the Philippines, making my data secure and giving me more control over the VA arrangement. So head to the link in the show notes to book in your discovery call with Lady Boss Tiff. Can I ask you a quick favor before you leave this episode? Now, we all know how important reviews are for businesses these days, and mine is no different. If you could spare just a minute to follow, rate, and review this podcast, it would mean a lot to me. In fact, what would get me super excited is if you share this podcast with someone in the industry who you think might need to hear some of the episodes right now. And if you'd like to find out more about working with me or any of the products I have to help you start, grow, or scale your property management business, head to my website, thatpropertymum.com.au, or check out the links in the show notes.